Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's what's hot and trending.
Recovery efforts continue after a deadly tornado outbreak in Kentucky. Human remains are that of a missing Wakefield man, and Michael Strahan blasts off. In the juice, the one time 50 Cent apologizes for trolling. It doesn't work. Find out who called him out on his BS. And Leroy has sports.
Yeah, find out why I think Robert Kraft is getting a tattoo across his back that says, in the Ferrari or Jaguar, switch it four lanes with the top down screaming out, money ain't a thing.
But first, rescue and recovery efforts continue after a historic tornado outbreak left communities unrecognizable, killed more than 80 people in Kentucky, and may have spawned one of the longest track tornadoes in U.S. history. One of the deadliest tornadoes had an approximate 227-mile-long path of destruction spanning four states, with 200 of those miles in Kentucky alone. President Biden expects the tragedy to go down as one of the largest and deadliest tornado events in U.S. history.
Oh, yeah. There's one video that you guys just showed me.
Oh, my God. You see that?
It was in the dark, and the tornado was coming. The only time you would see it was when there was like a flash of lightning, and then you would see it, and every time the lightning flashed, I'm like, no, make it dark again. It was so devastating
it's
and
so
huge
scary.
Looking.
Scary. Can you imagine?
What do I do in that situation? You're like,
I mean, what can you do?
Run like it's chasing you? Or
I don't know. Or if you're some people, you drive toward it.
That's
like
insane.
The tornado chasers. I don't know how people do that. Human remains found in Wakefield last Tuesday have been positively identified as 68-year-old Patrick Shea, who was reported missing back in May of 2020. The preliminary investigation did not indicate foul play, according to a statement. A ruling on the cause and manner of death is still pending. Michael Strahan completed a 10-minute trip to space on Saturday aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin penis rocket. He was one of six passengers, who also included Alan Shepard's daughter. Alan was the first American astronaut to go into space in 1961. The mission elapsed time was 10 minutes and 13 seconds, with a maximum ascent velocity of, get this, 2,200 miles per hour. Saturday's mission was the rocket's third human flight this year.
So he ended the Patriots' undefeated season, and now he's in space. Son of a bitch.
Damn. In the juice, Kim Kardashian is ready to move on. Despite Kanye begging to keep his family together, Kim has filed to change her marital status and become legally single.
You and me.
Kanye can't handle it.
Please be my lady.
Wasn't a punch to the gut. Let's kick Kanye while he's down and get rid of his last name, because Kim has also filed to remove the West from her name and go back to being just Kim Kardashian. Kim initially filed for divorce citing irreconcilable differences back in February. Megan Thee Stallion is officially a college graduate. She graduated from Texas Southern University with a Bachelor of Science in Healthcare Administration on Saturday morning.
Good
It's very good for her.
That he's congratulating her.
She had said that she had congratulated.
Congratulations!
She had said she had to finish because if her not, her grandmother would be pissed at her. And plans on putting the degree to good use and wants to open up assisted living facilities in Houston.
Nice.
And Madonna is clapping back at 50 Cent after he clowned a photo where she was laying under a bed with her ass exposed. His comments were, yo, this is the funniest ish that Madonna under the bed trying to do like a virgin at 63. She shot out if she don't get her old ass back up. Soon after that, 50 Cent apologized, saying he didn't mean to hurt her feelings and that he hopes she accepts his apology. Well, it doesn't sound like she did.
Essentially, you were trying to shame me.
You were trying to humiliate me.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
your
very
apology
aware of that.
It's fake. It's bullshit and it's not valid.
Oh, no, it's not fake. You felt bad. He apologized for making you feel bad, but everything he was saying, yes, it was what you were saying.
Although Madonna does say her feelings weren't hurt, that he shouldn't have apologized either because he doesn't know what he's apologizing for, adding that she does forgive him and hopes he can one day wake up with a different point of view and wishes him nothing but the best.
I just told you why he's apologizing because you said that made me feel bad. But yes, all this right here.
Essentially, you were trying to shame me.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you're an old lady. You're trying to act sexy. And he's like, yo, you're an old lady trying to act sexy.
Wow.
The end.
Okay. You saw the picture?
No. Why do I care about Madonna trying to act sexy? She's an old lady trying to act sexy.
You got
to
see it, Romero.
Yeah, you got to see it. Really? It was kind of next level.
Does her butt look like chewed up bubblegum?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I personally thought she was doing a little bit too much, too. But, I mean, if that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah. Hold on. There's probably a 63-year-old man out there who's like,
here we go.
Look at that. Yeah, let me look at that. Let me look. Oh, that's... Wait, it looks like that looks like a dead body under a bed.
It does look like a dead body, but like...
That looks
it's,
like,
it's more
that
so
like a crime scene.
I wouldn't say chewed up bubblegum per se. It does look like a crime scene. But it's more so where you can tell she's had enhancements. Like if you even... I forget what award show she was on. And I remember seeing that she's definitely had either butt implants or a butt lift for sure.
But that's anything but sexy. It looks like a bad scene of like a side chick trying to hide under a bed when the wife gets home.
Here's Leroy with sports.
The Dorchester Eagles 14-under Pop Warner football team played in the national championship game Saturday in Florida, and they lost.
I know that sounds like no one wants to hear that, but just getting there was huge.
It's so true.
So good job.
Yeah,
them.
And I just want to let them know we are still proud of you. Take some time. I know it's going to sting, but then pick yourselves back up and start preparing to get back there next season. The Bruins beat the Flames Saturday 4-2. The Celtics' West Coast trip was the worst. They went 1-5, including 3 losses in a row to the Lakers, Clippers, and the Suns.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Are we thinking blow them up? What are we thinking?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wasn't with it maybe about 2 weeks ago, but they ain't got it. Mm. They ain't got it. And, Romero, please hit the music, because back home, Robert Kraft and the Patriots announced that Gillette Stadium is getting a $225 million facelift. That's right. Get ready for a new lighthouse, 360-degree connectivity, all levels. The largest outdoor stadium high-definition video board in the country, and a whole bunch more.
Even more than AT&T Stadium?
Yes, sir.
Because that LED whatever is the biggest one in the country.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one that dudes have kicked the punt and it bounced
off
the screen.
Yeah. So big. Yep. Yeah, money ain't a thing. Construction will begin next year, and it's scheduled to be completed by 2023, or 20 MJ, Michael Jordan.
Cool.
Shout outs to Tom Brady and the Bucks for beating the Bills. We thank you, because now the Pats have a 2-game lead in the division.
I'm so excited to be a Buck.
I shouldn't have said it. Celtics Bucks tonight at 7:38. 700, was it, touchdowns?
700 touchdowns.
Yeah, 700 touchdowns.
700 touchdowns.
Yes.
700 touchdowns.
And the majority of them happened while he was a Patriot, so I hope you enjoyed that time, but it's over. He done moved on. So move on to Monday Night Football. Rams Cardinals kickoff at 8:15, and that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. A teenager from New Hampshire is on his way to Kentucky to assist with tornado relief efforts. 19-year-old Sebastian Cannard of Sandown is borrowing his parents' truck and making the 18-hour drive to Mayfield by himself. Cannard said he has no experience with natural disasters and is not part of a relief organization.
He just
wants to help those impacted by the deadly tornadoes. Authorities in Kentucky will connect him with the Red Cross and FEMA. Cannard says he just wants to try and help clear the roads for first responders and help out in any way he can. Are you going to crap all over it you always do?
Listen, that's a great intention, but you're just rolling down there, not connected to anybody.
By
you're
yourself.
Just going to roll up and say, hey, I want to help.
Yes.
At least get yourself a couple of packs of bottled water to make it look like you're with somebody, because otherwise...
Oh, he's going to help clear the roads.
Yeah, but you guys are going to roll up in there. They're going to be like, sir, get back.
Right, get away.
Yeah, I don't think he understands how this works.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, yeah, come on in. Like, you need to kind of have permission to roll in and do stuff.
I understand, but if there's more people that like him that wanted to go and help,
yeah,
it would be huge.
Maybe call the Red Cross and say, hey, can you send me a badge or a sticker or something like that?
And that is your good news, made hot by South Bay.
Is it? He's going to come back and be like, they told me to leave.
Will you leave him alone?
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.